1939 brings us, before we think of more ominous things like the start of European war, it brings us in our hearts and minds and virtual pilgrimage to Christ Church Cathedral, Waterford, one of the great glories of Ireland and of this diocese, that splendid Georgian building, which of course shares an architect with its Roman Catholic neighbour. And our prayers go out to all who care for that building, who see to its liturgical and musical life, who welcome visitors, who ring the bells, who generally see that the rich life of Christ Church Waterford truly permeates the wider life of that ancient city, going back to when Waterford was a Viking settlement. And as we think of a new chapter in Waterford, we pray for all who will be responsible for the remarkable urban development on the north side of the shore near Waterford Station in the coming years. So we pray for the prosperity of the city of Waterford and for all the blessings upon it that the ministry of the cathedral under God can shower. In 1939, European war breaks out. It will be known strangely in Ireland as the emergency. De Valera states in February, as war clouds gather, that the aim of government policy will be to maintain neutrality in the event of war. And on September the 2nd, the day after the German invasion of Poland, he announces the government's intention to be neutral. It was pragmatic. There was probably no other choice, although many individual Irish conscientiously joined up in the struggle against the tyranny of Nazism. On the face of it, De Valera's neutrality was choreographically scrupulous, although it was under the surface benevolent to the Allies. In retrospect, I suppose it's easy to say, in retrospect, was neutrality entirely moral? It perhaps spared us occupation. But more particularly, is Irish neutrality a political doctrine to which we are wedded forever? Admittedly, war has a very different character now with the emergence of nuclear possibilities to what it had in the late 1930s. But is neutrality a national doctrine that no issue could ever conceivably arise where we would be other than neutral? Not joining military alliances is one thing. Saying that in perpetuity, neutrality is an article of faith, come what may, is another. Unless, I suppose, like Switzerland, you're going to arm yourself to the teeth and become a kind of clearinghouse and place of refuge for those who are caught up in all in international conflicts all about. But I don't think that's quite where we are. And just occasionally one asks oneself, how do we use the language of neutrality? Is it a permanent doctrine? What are its moral foundations? And what does it actually mean?